Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded here on the Anchor app. So this is the podcast where we get to experience some silly, some random, and some weird. And today we're going to talk about all of those things. We're going to talk about Legos and meth and why they don't go well together. We're also going to talk about a spiteful who decided to post nude pics of her ex on her Instagram, and a guy who hid a machete under his fat folds. Yeah, only the best for my listeners, huh, guys? But before we get started, I want to remind you to feel free to call in and share your opinion about this or any episode here on Professionally Silly and join in on the silly. Or, you know, just call in to say hey. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. I would love it if you guys left a review on my podcast via Apple Podcast or the many other podcast platforms that I'm on. Please. I want to know what you guys are thinking about the topics that we discuss here on Professionally Silly. So, speaking of silly, let's go ahead and get to it, Smile Squad. Okay, so, man, this first one is so random. Okay, you know that awkward moment when you go to the store and you purchase some Legos and then you bring them home, right? And you open them up and you find 3 pounds of meth instead? You know that awkward moment? No, that's never happened to you? Okay, well, three women in Georgia were in a thrift store in Charleston, South Carolina to purchase what they thought was a 244 pieces of Legos. And they brought the toy back home to Statesboro, Georgia, which is a couple of hours from Savannah, Georgia, depending on how fast you drive. But when they got home, they gave the Lego set to a child. Now, can you imagine accidentally handing your kid a box of meth? Can you? Jesus! You know? So when the kid opened the box and they found it stuffed with meth valued at $40,000. Now, I don't think I've seen that much money in my lifetime or even spent that much money in my lifetime. Probably because I'm broke as fuck at all times. I don't know. But they turned over the drugs to Bullock County Sheriff's Office, which started an investigation with the DA, with the DEA. So the DEA thinks the Lego set was originally mailed by maybe a drug trafficker, but the package was never delivered, you know, due to the address that was on it. Probably not a real address, or it was incorrect or something like that. So the package was sold as part of a postal service auction along with many other unclaimed items. Now, I gotta say, I did not know that they had postal auctions, and I guess that makes a lot of sense. You know, because they have auctions at airports for unclaimed items and bags and luggage. And, you know, they do the same thing at storage facilities. So, you know, you learn something new every day. But, like, now I know that you can get meth at thrift stores. So, you know, this is great. Call in and tell me what you think about this. 805-664-1828. What would you have done if you would have been the one to have found the drugs? You know what I mean? 805-664-1828. And you can text that number as well if you don't feel like calling in. Anyways, guys, happy thrifting. All right, guys. So this next one, you know what? You, if you have ever done this to someone. Okay, so this is what happened. After being broken up by her girlfriend, a Florida teenager or as I will refer to her, a Florida, you can fill in the beep for yourself. So anyways, after this got dumped, she decided to post, you know, like exploitive photos of her ex on Instagram. Now, thank goodness that this resulted in her arrest for sexual cyber harassment. Good, okay? Good. Because her. So let me tell you his name, okay? Because she is 18 and legally an adult. Mariah Tillery, that is her name, and the victim, they broke up. And anyway, so this decided to get revenge and humiliate her ex by posting nude photos and photos of the victim doing sexual, you know, acts on her Instagram. Oh, that just really annoys the hell out of me. You know, because you think you're in love and you can trust someone and you do this and they use it against you and it doesn't work out. Anyways, was arrested the other day at a Tampa residence. And you should see the picture of this bitch's arrest photo. I swear, she looks like a Justin Bieber wannabe with her Nike checkmark eyebrows. Just looking like the kind of lesbian that wears her strap 24/7, probably doesn't even wash it. Google it. The lesbians understand that particular reference. Look, she looks as important as a white crayon, okay? Okay, listen, my middle finger salutes you, okay? Good luck getting into college with that record, okay? The college, they're going to see that and be like, sorry, you're not allowed to, but we're not going to let you in, okay? We don't allow on our campus here, all right? Anyways, I guess y'all can tell how I feel about people who do crap like that. Ladies and gents, let's be careful for our future. I know you love your boo right now, and honestly, I hope it works out. But don't send new pics to anyone. I don't care if you're married to them or not, okay? Human beings are assholes. Pure and simple. Okay, don't let anyone take pictures of you when you're naked or like, you know, videos of you in explicit acts unless you plan on getting your own Pornhub account. All right? The internet is vast, and once it's online, it stays there. All people have to do is screenshot it and re-upload it. These days is too fucking easy. If you love your boo, strip. Give them some bomb-ass brain and leave the cameras out of it. All right? Just okay. Anyways, let me know what you guys think about this topic. Do you know anyone that this has happened to? Has it happened to you? If so, was the issue resolved, if at all? 805-664-1828. I'll be back in a sec, guys. Okay, I had to take a little break because I got a little pissed off. But before we get to our last story, I want to share some info with you guys. If you are liking the Professionally Silly podcast and you would like to support my podcast, you can. You can now make monthly contributions and you can actually contribute 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have any commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. So go ahead and PayPal me at www.paypalme.me/AmberSmilesJones. This will actually help bring Professionally Silly to another level. And let's be honest, guys, a lot of time and effort and hard work goes into creating this awesome, fun content. So it is great to have the opportunity to better my podcast and the Professionally Silly brand. Plus, I got bills to pay and dream chasing is expensive. So I'm super excited to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. Thank you so much ahead of time for your support and your future contributions. Alright guys, so this one is so weird and so random. I wouldn't call myself fat, but I'm definitely thick in all the right places and all the wrong places too. Okay, your girl is working on that currently, by the way, just so y'all know. Anywho, we have a man in Tennessee who decided to hide a machete underneath a fat fold in his body. I shit you not. I am not making this up. And the funny thing, this isn't even in Florida, which is even more surprising than the actual story. Okay. Frederick Johnson, 30 years old, was arrested for aggravated criminal trespassing at a bus stop. A bus stop where he's been known to publicly masturbate. So this 6'2", 320-pound man, large enough to hide a machete in his fat rolls, who enjoys public masturbation. This is, I gotta say, that's quite the sight to see. I remember the first time I saw a man skin flutes in public. I was on a New York train, and this drunk guy gulps down his big gulp, and then he pulls out his man bits and starts peeing into it, like into the big gulp cup. And I don't even know why I was surprised, because, you know, shit like that happens in New York, shit like that happens in LA. And I live in Los Angeles and I see men's penises a lot more often than I would like, you know, but I was surprised because it was 2 p.m. and he did it in front of 2 cops. That was the shocking part. So anyways, let's get back to Frederick, the machete man. So he was arrested, of course. And so the police did a pat down. And they found a couple of bags of what appeared to be narcotics, but later was known that it was an imitation narcotics, so or whatever the hell that means. But they also found 2 folding knives and a taser. And no, they did not find these items in his fat folds. You guys are rude. Stop it. Stop it right now. But at the time of his arrest, he was on a 3-year probation for aggravated assault, and he pled guilty for stabbing a man multiple times in a Memphis homeless shelter. And this dude, I gotta tell you, he's off his rocker, okay? You guys already heard what they found on him during his pat down, okay? This is insane. Now, he was sentenced 3 years for that, but because his probation officer promised to supervise him, obviously, that didn't work out too well. So now, of course, prosecutors have petitioned to revoke the suspended sentence that he got in the stabbing case. Come on, Freddy, man. They tried to help a brother out, and you just... That almost never happens, man. Why'd you... You know, but some people just annoy the shit out of me. So anyways, after he passed through metal detectors at the Shelby County Jail, he was patted down again. And the person patting him down noticed something strange. An unknown object tucked underneath a fat roll. Now, they said, and I quote, "During the initial search, the fat roll appeared and it felt to touch to be a continuous piece of flesh." That's actually what the report says. "During the initial search, the fat roll appeared to and felt to touch to be a continuous piece of flesh." However, a deeper search revealed, and I quote again, "an object of a semi-erect nature which protruded to the left of his person, consistent with male genitalia." I cannot. Okay. And when asked if this was his, when Fred was asked if this was his male member, and he said, you know, he said, yes, that's what he said. He said, yes, this is my male member, you know? So then as their search continued, the jailers found a similar object protruding to the right of his person. So Fred told them that they found his dick again. So of course the jailers were like, how did your dick move from left to right that damn fast? I mean, I don't have a penis. Can men do tricks with them? I don't know. It feels like they should be able to. You know, women can do tricks with their southern region. That's for certain. Yeah, they make men and women like me do stupid things. So those things are magical. Shit. Anyways, the jailer didn't believe him. So the object was too large, like a pipe or something like that. So they told Fred that they were going to strip search him if he doesn't. I'm sorry, guys. I know what happened. I got cut off for a second. But so after they said, listen, if you're going to go ahead, we're going to give you a strip search, or you're just going to go ahead and tell us what the hell is going on. So get this. This is what he does. He goes into his fat roll and pulls out a 24-inch machete wrapped in a pair of gym shorts. Listen. Okay. And it's not the fact that you know, he has a machete hidden in his fat rolls, which is already weird as fuck. But the fact that he has enough extra room to have it wrapped, completely wrapped inside of something is hilarious to me. Anyways, it was buried so deep in his fat fold that the metal detector didn't detect. So, so now, Hoy is being charged with a felony charge of introducing contraband into a penal institution. Listen, pun intended. Think about it. I cannot with Tennessee right now. Y'all just made Florida look like preschool teachers. Like, when I came across this headline, I about fell out of my chair. Okay? Now, I'm definitely insecure about my body. Most people are. But at least I can say that I can't hide a weapon under my fat rolls. Especially a 24-inch machete that is also able to be wrapped in something and still well hidden. Call me and tell me what you guys think about what Freddie did. Like, what was he gonna? I can't stop laughing. Shit, sorry. This shit made me start coughing. Okay, like, I want to know was like, what was he gonna do with that shit in prison? Ain't no thick jungles in there. The only reason to have a machete in prison is to use it on others. A homeboy is out of his freaking mind if he honestly thought that nobody was going to discover that at some point. Because from what I understand, they genuinely do strip searches anyway. My guess is that they didn't feel like doing it because, well, I'll just let your brain tell you why. But anyways, keep his ass in Tennessee. All right, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. What do you guys think about this? He had a machete in his fat rolls. La, 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 la. Man, so many, just a lot of random things just happened on this podcast episode, man. Like, we got the vengeful lesbian posting pics of her ex on Instagram. We got meth hidden inside Lego boxes, man. And we got a man who got creative with a machete. That's like the nicest way to describe it. What is not to like about this podcast? We have a little bit of everything for everybody. Can I just say that after reading about the Lego story, I went online to see how much Legos cost these days, and Legos are expensive as hell. Like, what the fuck? Especially if you get like those exclusive ones, like the Harry Potter ones or the Star Wars ones. Those things are like over $200. And I just remember like Legos being like 15 bucks a box, and you get like all these different size toys, like different size pieces and stuff. And it's just like, toys are going extinct to video games and phones, and Lego wants to raise prices. I'm also, okay, I'm annoyed. And also, I want some damn Legos. I'm not gonna lie. They are so much fun. But I just want to go ahead and thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor, or whichever auditory platform that you chose, because your Audible Boo Thang is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 7 other podcast platforms. Because, you know, your girl certainly gets around. Also, in other awesome news, if you have ever wanted to start your very own podcast, you know, you might want to go ahead and pay attention to what's going on next. Come in and join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. If you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly podcast episodes, because I do post every single Friday. And I am trying my best to squeeze in a few more in between. So if you want to be notified, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast station. I promise you, it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, if you want to go ahead and follow me on my other social media platforms, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others, along with clickable links in the description box of all of my YouTube videos.
on my YouTube channel, also called Professionally Silly. So follow, subscribe, fan me, whatever you want to call it. Let's laugh together. Once again, I'm your audible boofang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to this professionally silly station here on the Anchor FM. And this is actually where I take my silliness seriously. So feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard. 805-664-1828. You can text that number as well. 805-664-1828. Call in, tell me which episode that you listen to, and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. And also, please allow me to leave you with this, my final thought here. If you send too many eggplant emojis, you're overcompensating.